I'm recording this podcast episode minutes after I had an encounter with someone. And this someone may be listening to this podcast episode right now. However, I felt that the benefits of me recording this podcast far outweigh the negatives of this particular person listening to this podcast. And this topic is something which I've wanted to speak about for a long time, but I never really understood how I could convey the message in the way in which I feel that it needs to be conveyed. Because I think that what I'm about to talk about in this episode today, throughout the entire show, it's one of the most important things that I have perhaps ever spoken about on this podcast, Impact School. So with that said, I really do think that this is going to be highly thought-provoking. Usually when I'm doing a solo episode, I do like to have a few bullet points out in front of me. However, this one, I'm just going straight in, speaking from the heart, because like I mentioned, this particular thing had happened just a couple minutes ago. And so that's why I'm speaking to you about it now, because I feel that oftentimes when we think about something, we think about the best way to word it, it just kills the real impact. And so that's why, I guess, alongside of this episode, as I know that you are listening to this because you want to make an impact in other people's lives and live a great life for yourself, I am truly encouraging that you also just do it, right? Sometimes the best thing to do is you have the idea in the shower. You just go ahead, get out of the shower and just do it. Obviously get changed and put some clothes on first, but just do it, okay? And so that is really how I'm gonna go about this. So I was in my kitchen eating some food and I was having a delicious meal after the gym. And then suddenly my cleaner arrives at my house. And so this is one of the things that I think is highly important to protect your energy as an entrepreneur. And that is really the theme of this episode today, but anyway, irrelevant. So I am sat there eating and my cleaner walks in and she's still in my house right now, so she may hear what I'm saying right now, which is incredibly awkward, but I believe that my mission in this world is to help you live a greater life, help you live a life of freedom and fulfillment, and I know that my message today is going to help you with that. So I was eating my food and we started a conversation and she said, "Hey, have you seen the side of my car?" And I was like, yes, I have. I can't say it's something that I'm particularly agreeing with, but there we go. So the reason why, and I will speak a little bit more quietly just because it will avoid awkwardness in my personal life. I put my mouth right next to the microphone. The reason why she asked me is because she has started a fat freezing company. And as some of you may know, listening to this right now, I started my, I suppose, career without even intentionally starting a career, but I was in the fitness industry, evidence-based training and nutrition. And I personally believe that my opinion on these things is it honestly makes me sad, actually, that these companies are allowed to be in existence. I think that it is wrong, I think that it is immoral, and I think it is actually quite disgusting. And that's really what urged me to have this passion to speak about this today. Especially as someone who went through my own unique personal problems with food, I believe that this message is something... I'm not going to get into that today because that's not the point. And so look, in the past, I would have started voicing my opinion. I would have started bringing out all the science as to why it's not correct. But here's the thing, and here's the thing that I really want to hit home on this episode today. And as I do these episodes, I know that the best way for you to learn is to go and have a conversation about this with somebody else. So I strongly encourage you to spark up a conversation about what I'm about to share with you, not the whole situation about the fat freezing and all that. The other stuff that I'm about to talk about, and that is the knowing when to speak up and when to not, okay? And I think that what I'm about to share with you might surprise you. So here's the thing. As I mentioned, in the past, I would have gone into all of that. I would have spent so much energy trying to convince the unconvincible, and that is exactly it. Sometimes you need to realize that picking your battle, there just is no point. there really just is zero point in you wasting your energy on that. Because as an entrepreneur, as someone who wants to make an impact in the world, whether big or small, you need to protect your energy. Your energy is absolutely critical. And I would have just got frustrated if I'd have ended up having this conversation. I would have been frustrated because the lady just would not have understood what I was saying. It wouldn't have even made sense to her. In the past, I've been asked by this said person for fitness tips, tricks, how to lose weight and all that. And I tell them, hey, here's what you need to do. And guess what? They arrive to my house next time saying, oh, I've been naughty. Last night, I ate 2 pots of ice cream. And I'm just like, oh. There are some people where you just shouldn't even bother trying. So here was my response instead. And here's what I said, rather than trying to battle. I just said, honestly, I think that it's best that we end this conversation right now. I don't believe in what you're doing, and quite frankly, I personally believe that it is quite disgusting and it's against my morals. So I think that for both of us, the best thing that we do is end the conversation right now. And still, they were trying to convince me as to why this particular thing works. And I just said, look, this conversation isn't going to benefit either of us. Let's just end it now. And so I then came up here and here we are. And so here's the thing, right? This is just a fact of life. There are going to be people who do not understand what you do. Let's say you're a fitness coach, right? Let's just say that you're a fitness coach and you teach tracking macros. There are going to be people out there who do this other thing that I referred to earlier on in this episode. And they truly believe in that. They think it works. They think it's great. They tell you all the reasons why it works. And you can try and convince them all day long, but they're not going to listen to you because guess what? Maybe they've done Slimming World or whatever, and it's really worked for them. In business, maybe they've done network marketing or MLM or whatever it happens to be, and it's really worked for them. So because it's worked for them, they are then going to try and convince you that it's gonna work for you too. But you just don't need that energy in your life. And so instead of trying to fight them to the ground, the better way for you to do your thing is to just do your thing and let the results speak for themselves. Now, here's the thing. The thing that I found particularly frustrating about this conversation was that said person said, not everyone has as much time as you to dedicate to their health and fitness. And guess what? I was still going to the gym 5 or 6 days a week when I was having to be sat in my office in London at 7 in the morning. And yes, I am venting to you right now because I didn't want to vent to said person because I just didn't want to put the energy there, but I'm putting it here because I'm feeling fired up right now and this is a good use of my energy because I'm making an impact on lives. But hey, so I would get to my office at 7 in the morning and then I would be there until around 8 at night. Plus, I would be commuting. It was 1.5 hours door to door. So I would literally be out of my house for, I don't know, 15, 16 hours. And so I probably had every day about 30 minutes actually to myself, which is when I ate dinner, for God's sake. And I was trying to build my YouTube channel up then as well. And so, yeah, no, not everyone has time. I did not have time. No one has time in this world. Nobody has time, but you prioritize what matters. Okay, you prioritize what freaking matters to you. And so I just felt this conversation had so many lessons. But what I really want to talk about in this episode here today, it really is about the protection of your energy. That's what I'm feeling today. Again, I have no notes in front of me. I'm just standing in the middle of my office because I know when I sit down, it reflects against the wall too much. So I'm standing in my office, in my house, and I'm just thinking about, firstly, I'm thinking, and this is kind of a different side of me that you may not have heard before, but firstly, I'm thinking how grateful I am because this conversation sparked up a lot of things for me. I'm thinking how grateful I am that I do have a lot of time, that I have time to put towards the things that I want to put it towards, because I've actively chosen to create my own online business, which means that I don't have to be in a particular location to generate an income. And it means that I could just pick up this microphone and do this as I felt the urge to. And I'm grateful for that, because it has not always been that way. In fact, it's crazy. All of my friends are heading back to university right now because they're going into their final year. And that should have been me. I should have been going back to university in literally just a month. They're all going back in 3 weeks. And so I'm grateful that I was able to create a business myself where I don't have to do that. But that was because I think the thing that I'm really trying to get at here is, like, firstly, being headstrong, okay? So it's like being headstrong and picking your battles. So what I mean by being headstrong was that when I was at university, before I dropped out, people were going out clubbing. And I would say, oh no, I'm staying in tonight because I want to work on my fitness coaching business. Or, oh no, I'm actually going to be waking up early in the morning so I can go and train so that I can have a productive rest of the day. Or I would go to see my friends for dinner, and then we would go and, you know, have a couple of drinks, and then I'd go home, whereas they'd all go out. And I was picking what I wanted and what was more important to me. I was prioritizing what was important. Just like how when I worked in that asset management job at the age of 18, straight after high school, before I went to university, I decided that I wanted to prioritize my health and fitness because it was meaningful and important to me. And I prioritized actually building up my audience on social media, just because I loved it. And so it's really easy to look at people who have the thing that you want and to think, oh, it's easy for them because blah, 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 blah. It's easy for them because of this. It's easy for them because of that. But you're not seeing what they are sacrificing, okay? You don't see their day-to-day life. You don't see the things that they say no to so that they can say yes to the other things that are actually going to move them forward. And it's so funny because I'm gonna actually upload this episode on the day that I film it because I feel so passionate about putting this message out there into the world right now. And so here's the thing, right? Here's an example, a perfect example. Let's say you want to start an online coaching business right now, okay? You want to start an online coaching business, the thing that I talk about a lot. But you decide that in the evenings you like to watch Netflix, okay? You have a particular show that you're watching right now and you just can't get enough of it. But you've heard me say that I have a free online workshop to help you avoid the three mistakes that virtually every online coach makes when they're starting out. It's at newonlinecoach.com/workshop, okay? But you saying yes to Netflix means you're saying no to this free workshop that I spent ages creating for you so that it can benefit your life. However, if you were to say no to the Netflix and say yes to the workshop, not only are you saying yes to the workshop, but you're saying yes to all of the other things that come alongside it. Same thing goes, let's just say you're in a relationship, right? When you're in a relationship and someone's walking down the street who's really good looking, who shares the same values as you and all that, you would never know because you automatically say no to them. There's no question about it because you're in a relationship. I hope anyway that you would be that way. However, if you were to be out of that relationship, your mind is open up to other opportunities. So this person who you never would have even considered before, you're now, that is a potential option for you. Okay, so again, what I'm getting at is like picking your battles, picking what you say no to, picking what you say yes to based upon your values, your goals, and where you want to get to, I guess, and your energy. I think that this really comes down to energy. And like, as you guys know, I'm not a woo-woo type of person, but I have realized through many, many stressful and frustrating conversations that you really need to prioritize your energy. So with my example earlier, I could have been explaining myself, really, giving rationale as to why I have those opinions for a long time, but it wouldn't have been getting through. However, I decided to take that motivation and share it with a learning lesson for you. And as someone who's probably building a business or a side hustle or whatever it is that you're doing, that's a much better use of your energy. And look, I don't know about you, but as an English girl, I have always been a big fan of Harry Potter. And in Harry Potter, there are the Dementors. And the Dementors suck the energy out of you. And in the past few years, that's really how I've thought about these people. These people who are just, maybe they're negative, or maybe they always have their strong, strong opinions, which really are backed up by absolutely nothing. Maybe they are just, something about them just isn't quite right. They just don't make you feel good. They don't make you feel inspired. And maybe they're just, maybe just a bit stupid. Quite frankly, they are the people who are going to damage your success in the long term. Honestly, truly, they really are. They're going to hold you back. They're going to make you feel angry about things that you don't need to waste your energy on. They're going to make you question your decisions and your reason for doing things. And unfortunately, they're very common in life. And it's not down to you to tell them what's right and what's wrong. It's not down to you to try to fight their opinions. It's not down to you to try and convince them otherwise. It's just down to you to sort of smile, let them do their thing, and let your success do the talking. That's really what you need to do here. You just need to let your success do the talking, because otherwise you're going to be drained. You're going to stay where you are right now, and you are never going to get through to them. I'm telling you. It's like there's a barrier in between you and their way of thinking. Nothing is going to change that other than you just doing your thing. And even if that doesn't change it, who cares? Just literally, who cares? Unfortunately, there's greater good that you can do. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Like, you, there's greater good that you can do, and that's exactly what I'm doing through this. I know that many, many, many thousands of people are going to listen to this podcast episode, and the other option was that I could have just spent my time convincing this person of this thing. And, you know, this person that I have had this story about at the beginning is no good at business, okay? They're never going to get a good amount of clients. And so for the couple of clients that they do get, sadly, those people are going to lose their money and they're going to whatever. But you know what? Like, sometimes that person just needs to learn their lesson through wasting their money on that thing and realizing that getting an online coach, as an example, would have been a better option for them. Okay, so really, when you know why you're doing what you're doing, just do your thing, please. And yeah, I felt very inspired to make this, and I would love for you to right now, literally right now, do everyone in the world a favor. Everyone in the world a favor. Rather than trying to nitpick every little thing that anyone ever says that doesn't agree with your opinions, instead of doing that, take a screenshot of this and share the biggest learning lesson that you've had and tag me. Because here's the cool thing, when you share your biggest learning lesson, the biggest golden nugget moment that you had, then people obviously are learning something too. So you could take a screenshot and say, negative people are like, they're like Dementors from Harry Potter. Okay, that's a good thing to share. And then you can go ahead and create some content about that. Or you could take a screenshot and share, you know, maybe you've got fired up about those friggin' fat freezing things. If you've got fired up about that because you're a fitness coach, take a screenshot and just, you know, say why you don't agree with it, because that's a good use of your energy. Rather than thinking in your head, oh, Lauren, I wish you said something to that person, she's so stupid. Instead of thinking that in your head, explain why those things are stupid to your audience. Because then guess what? Your audience is going to be like, oh my goodness me, yeah, that's so true. I've fallen for things like that in the past. Your way of doing things is better, so I trust you more as a fitness coach. Okay, so yeah, it broke my heart too. That's why I'm thinking in the year 2020, I am going to start another fitness company. I have a very sneaky plan that I think I'm going to do to show you how possible it is for you to start an online coaching business and take it to at least 10 grand a month within just, you know, a month. a consistent 10k per month. But anyway, that's another story. So yeah, I really had to get this out there. Again, if you want to start online coaching, newonlinecoach.com/workshop. Thanks for listening to Impact School. I cannot wait to see what you share on your stories. I'm very, very excited. Thank you for tuning in. This was a different episode to normal. And just on a personal level, I would really like to hear if you like this type of episode. We do have a free Facebook group for this podcast. And so you should definitely get yourself in that. I'll leave it linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day. And remember, don't waste your energy on things that are not going to move you, your business, and your audience forward. Focus on the things that have the biggest impact and that move the needle forward to the biggest degree. Otherwise, it's not worth your energy. Just politely, sorry, the floor's creaking because obviously I'm standing in the middle of the room. Just politely give a reason as to why. Just politely say, sorry, this conversation's over or whatever. I actually think I'm going to, I think I'm going to do an entire episode. Maybe I'm going to film that right next, actually. Yeah. Next week's episode is going to be about, sort of all about apologizing. It's going to be about apologizing and giving reason for your apologies. And it's an opinion that I have, which I've started implementing recently, actually very recently, and it's really changed my life because I'm really focused on self-development at the moment. And so, yeah, these type of episodes I love doing. Obviously, I love doing the business ones as well. And so I'm just trying to find a perfect balance because I know that to have success in business, to have success in your career, to have success in every area of your life, it's more than just a strategy. You also need the sort of mindset behind things. And so next week's episode is going to be interesting. Soon, I'm also going to be bringing my new team members onto the show. And so if you haven't listened to the episode just before this one, it's literally the one right before this one about why I shut down my business. Make sure to listen to that because that's a really good one. So with that said, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you and I'm glad that I could share this message with you rather than just with one person who would never get it anyways because it's all about that growth mindset. And so let's kill off the dementors and let's crush it, people. I love you. See you in the next one. Bye.